Earlier this week, Senate Bill 33 became law without Governor David Ige's signature. The measure increases the state's annual tax credit cap for film and television productions. But it also mandates a 30-acre land transfer from the University of Hawaii West Oahu to the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation, part of the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. Officials have said the land will be used for a new film studio, funded by a public-private partnership. The Senate's Ways and Means Committee amended the measure to include this land transfer mandate. It states that UH West Oahu shall enter a 60-year, no-cost lease agreement with the HTDC by the end of 2021, with a provision for the transfer of the land's title in 6 years. Calbert Young, UH's Vice President of Budget and Finance, says the university doesn't have a position on the film tax credit increase, but does object to the land transfer.
What this bill does is mandate the land should be taken from the university and given to Hawaii Technology Development Corporation for no compensation and also no academic accommodation provided that there should be any synergies with the film studio and our UH West Oahu campus.
Young also says the transfer conflicts with the intended purpose of the land, which was given to the state and university by the Campbell Estate to create UH West Oahu.
The land was intended to also provide an endowment to sustain the campus and to grow it operationally. So for this bill and the concept or the approach to take away land from this corpus to another agency where the university is not compensated, that robs the opportunity for the endowment or the sustainability for the UH West Oahu campus.
In not signing the bill, but letting it become law, Governor Ige stated the measure infringes on the university's constitutional autonomy and wants to work with the legislature to address this issue. Young says UH has been working with the state and is willing to lease the land in West Oahu for a new planned film studio, as long as there are benefits for university students. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.